This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to European Americans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon this earth. Today, I have a very plain announcement, and that is to hell with the Republican Party. GOP traitors have just appointed a black racist as chairman of the Republican Party. I quote the new chairman, Michael Steele, from the Washington Post on October 30, 2006, saying, quote, "I strongly support affirmative action." I'm a former Republican member of the House of Representatives in Louisiana and former chairman of the largest Republican district in the state. The Republican Party leadership, in its latest act of self-immolation, appointed Michael Steele, a radical black racist, as the leader of the party. Steele is a passionate supporter of affirmative action programs that discriminate racially against tens of millions of white Americans. A study by the federal government shows that white women of equally high IQ earn one half of the income of black women in that same IQ bracket. That's average. There are millions of white people, women and men, in this country who face racial discrimination that's being mandated by the federal government and instituted by corporations across the board. Hiring and promotions and awarding of contracts, it's a massive program that discriminates against better qualified white people. And we demand an end to it. Michael Steele wants more of it. He's opposed to the death penalty and thinks that it's disproportionately applied to blacks, even though it is actually applied to white murderers at a 500% higher rate than it is to black murderers. Yes, there are a number of black murderers on death row, but blacks commit far more murders than do whites, and yet they are not on death row in anywhere near the same proportion as white murderers. He's also an advocate of more gun control legislation, as well as draconian, massively increased enforcement of the current gun control laws. He is also a servile dog of Israel, as is Obama, and has condemned Hamas and Hezbollah as terrorists, and yet he's not said a word of compassion for the 5,000, half of them women and children, who've been maimed and murdered in Gaza by Israel's weapons of mass destruction. Steele says that he'd still support the Iraq war, and therefore the loss of 50,000 maimed Americans, 4,500 killed Americans, and trillions of dollars lost to the American taxpayers, even though the reason for the war, weapons of mass destruction, was proven to be a lie. He says he wants to bring democracy to Iraq, and that makes the war worthwhile. I don't think there's any American living today that thinks it's worth 50,000 maimed Americans and 4,500 killed Americans and trillions of dollars spent for a mirage of democracy in Iraq. When a reporter for the Washington Post interviewed me on the appointment, this is what I said to him. Quote, "I'm glad these traitorous leaders of the Republican Party appointed this black racist affirmative action advocate to the head of the Republican Party, because this will lead to a huge revolt among the Republican base. As a former Republican official, I can tell you that millions of rank and file Republicans are mad as hell and aren't going to take it anymore. We will either take the Republican Party back over the next 4 years, or we will say, to hell with the Republican Party. And we will take 90% of Republicans with us into a new party, if that's what it takes to change the course of this party and this policy. We will take the place of the current Republican Party over the next few years. So help me. I think the insanity of nominating Mr. Amnesty, John McCain, and now this black racist will lead to insurgency in the Republican ranks and a lot of dissidents getting elected in Republican Party primaries all over the country. This crazy, traitorous move will result over the next 4 years in a real move by millions of Republicans to take the party back to the populist issues that are not only right, but that can win for the Republican Party. We must end the massive racial discrimination of affirmative action. We must protect our gun rights and our constitutional rights. We must have a moratorium on immigration. We must have protectionism. Yes, I said we must protect American businesses and their workers from NAFTA and GATT and the lie of free trade. And we must stop the rape of our economy by the Zionist international bankers and the Zionist-controlled Federal Reserve. And we must have America first, not foreign interventionism. Our boys should be home protecting the American borders and not being murdered and maimed on the borders of Iraq or Afghanistan. The time has come for the Republican Party to stand up to Obama and defend American heritage, rights, and freedom. Those were my words to the Washington Post reporter. I don't know if they'll see light of day. Who knows if they'll print even a word of these comments. But millions will read them here on DavidDuke.com. And as our internet numbers grow, soon we'll be able to say, to hell with the controlled media. The Republican leadership is not going to get away with this one. Obama is bad enough as president. We will not stand for Obama Jr. to be head of the Republican Party. On my website, DavidDuke.com, I've compiled a number of direct quotes from this new black racist Republican chairman, complete with their unimpeachable sources, mostly from his own campaign websites and press releases. And there's some media excerpts about how happy we should be about our new Republican chairman. He's going to now appeal to the northeast part of the country. Forget the Republican base. These quotations directly from Steele and quoted in the New York Times and Washington Post and others show that he wants more discrimination against white businesses, show that he's opposed to the death penalty and thinks it's disproportionately applied to blacks, that he wants stronger gun control laws and harder enforcement, much more ardent enforcement of the draconian laws that are now on our books. He says he'll still vote for the Iraq war, even if the weapons of mass destruction have been turned out to be lies. He says he will work against American businesses and their employees, their workers, in supporting free trade. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you that there will be millions of Republicans who will join in a revolt in the Republican Party. Third parties are difficult to start. The only ones that have ever been really successful in American history have come out of major parties. The first task is a true political insurgency within the Republican Party. And the next task is to form a third party, a new third party that represents the will and the heritage and the rights and the freedom of the American people. To this end, I am dedicated. I hope all of you listening will join me.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.davidduke.com.